Today we're going to talk about humility in our gospel lesson. You know, sometimes I've shared a number of these stories about humility, but sometimes when we love people, we kind of let ourselves go. And you've probably heard the expression, man, they really let themselves go, right? Somebody really let themselves go when they got married, or something like that. Life can do that, but I'm not talking about the moments where you let yourself go in that way. I'm talking about the moments where you let your defenses down. When you let someone else into your heart, where you think more of the other than yourself, and simply being in relationships with other people could do that when you love somebody, but also when you let another in your heart, in terms of their stories, can do that. Being intimately involved in another person's story causes that to happen. We can let our defenses down. It can cause us to get swept up in things, because love causes us to focus on the other, and not just ourselves. So when we love, we tend to let go of ourselves. It's an act of humility. You know, I can tell you stories about letting go. I remember a couple days ago cleaning through some files on my computer. It was running kind of slowly, and I started to kind of go through stuff, and I found out that I had all these backups of images from my old iPhone. I don't even have an iPhone anymore, but that's what I had on there, and it was clogging it up. So I started going through these pictures, and it was like going through time. And I came across pictures of my dog, Cooper, back before he was all gray, back before he was all lumpy. And he's had some health problems lately, so it's kind of made me reminisce about the puppy days and what it was like back in the day before all of these dental issues and lump issues and things like that. And one of the pictures was him having so much fun. He was maybe 2 years old. It was right after we had adopted him. And he was chewing on this kind of squeaky plush pheasant toy. And he was tearing it to pieces. And I think he tore it up just moments after the picture was snapped. And the memory came to me of that moment together with him. Because I remember that right before I took the picture, we were sort of wrestling around. We were having fun. We were getting kind of swept up in the moment. And I snapped this pic. And then something happened afterwards. He was shaking his head. He was stomping around our apartment. Cotton and stuff was flying everywhere. And this is a dog that doesn't drop very well. You know, you tell him drop, and he bites down even harder onto something. And he kind of growls. He play growls with you and kind of likes to do this tug-of-war thing. So he's shaking his head and doing this tug-of-war thing, and we're swept up in the fun of it. I can tell you, after years of experiences of injuries with my kids, I can tell you how this happened. Back and forth, tug of war. I let my guard down, and I managed to get a tooth underneath my thumbnail so far that it almost went back to the knuckle on my thumb. Blood was everywhere. I was bleeding like a stuck hog. Laughter and joy quickly turned to crying and shouting out obscenities. Somebody was hurt, and it was me. Another moment with him. We were playing and wrestling around on the floor. He was a little bit older at this time. I was kind of gritting my teeth together, acting like I was some sort of WWE wrestler or something like that, had him in a headlock. And he stood up and hit my jaw with his head, and immediately my mouth filled with this gritty, sandy, terrible taste and feeling, and he broke a chunk of one of my teeth off. The moment went from overwhelming joy and laughter to bleeding and screaming and pain. I think that is what happens in our story today. In our gospel lesson, it's what happens with all the different characters, and it's what happens as we face into Holy Week. Ultimately, there's a lot of letting go. There's a lot of defenses being let down in our story. When Jesus lets go of his love for others, he gives his life away. So as we conclude our sermon series, I wonder if this can teach us something about humility. about letting go, what it might mean for us to let go out of love for our neighbors, and what it might mean for us today on this Palm Sunday. So I want to tell you a little bit about our gospel lesson. Our story begins with Jesus, as we just heard. He was going on ahead to Jerusalem, beginning his journey to the cross. He instructs two of his disciples to go ahead to untie a donkey colt. Now, this means this colt hadn't been broken in by anybody yet. They had to untie it. This was a brand new colt to whoever the owners were. And they are too, essentially, if anybody asks why, they're just supposed to say, the Lord needs it. The Lord needs it. So, what happens? Sure enough, somebody sort of catches them in the act of untying this donkey. And they say, why are you untying our donkey? And they say, the Lord needs it. And so they brought the donkey to Jesus. They covered it with what was covering them, with these garments, their cloaks. They set Jesus on it. They spread their garments on the road before him. And as they near the Mount of Olives, all the disciples praise God and say, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. The Pharisees, the religious authorities, get upset. They want Jesus to reprimand his disciples. And Jesus basically says, even if my disciples were quiet, creation itself would cry out in praise. The stones would cry out. I think there's a whole lot of letting go out of humility in this story. And I think it could teach us something. It might invite us of what we might need to let go of for love of the other. And it might call us to think about what we might need to let go of this week. First of all, we have the two disciples that asked Jesus, that Jesus asked to approach the donkey and the owner. He basically is asking them to do something, to let their guard down out of love for him and out of trust for what he stands for. They are to go up to a stranger's property and hoist it. And you have to imagine what must have been going through their minds. It may have been dangerous to do this. It may have been embarrassing if they would have gotten caught. We don't really know exactly what was going on in their heads. But I think they have to let go of a whole lot in themselves. Maybe a whole lot of pride in themselves and what they think, in order to go through with this act out of love for their teacher. Because I got to tell you, it is hard to go into a place when it's outside of your norm and to do something outside of your comfort zone like this. As a hospital chaplain, as a military chaplain, I've had to do this all the time, to go and do something that isn't about me. I've had to venture onto parts of a base that are off limits to most people, or I've had to venture into places in a hospital where I feel like an intruder to check in on somebody in a patient's room. And sometimes families don't want me to be there. But it's not about me. And in this story, the disciples have to do this. They're doing something that isn't about them. They have to put aside their pride or their ego. And then the fellow who owns the donkey, who catches them in the act, asks them why in the world they need it. He essentially has to let go of something as well. Not only is he letting go of his donkey, but he's letting go of the fact that strangers are coming and approaching him. He's letting go of any sort of preconceived notions of what it is that they're telling him. He lets go of this living, breathing animal. Maybe he has this wonderful relationship with this animal. It's his favorite pet. We don't know. Maybe he just got it. Maybe he was going to use it for farming. Maybe it's his only way of conveyance. It's like his car. Who knows? But what we do know is that he lets go of something that is his for someone that he doesn't know, for a reason that could be cooked up. This is a bold act of faith that the donkey owner does by letting go of something precious to him. He shows us what letting go of might be. He lets go of himself, what might have held him back for doing this for a bigger purpose, for God's sake. He lets go of himself. You know, I wonder what this might look like for each of us. What might hold us back as we approach Holy Week? What might be holding us back that we need to let go of? There's more letting go in our story. The people who laid down their palms and garments on Jesus' path, they let go. They let go than a whole lot more of palms. They let go of clothing. They let go of their hopes. They let go of their dreams. They let go of their fantasies, I think, of what a king is supposed to be like, to make a path for Jesus. They make a path for the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the one who did not look like what they probably envisioned. Riding before them was not a king riding on a black stallion or a war steed with a sword in his hand, rattling it with a puffed out chest ready to liberate the Jewish people, but a humble servant king riding a donkey, a borrowed donkey. Yet despite this, the people let go. They cry out, "Hosanna, save us! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is you." They have to let go of themselves. They have to let go of their preconceptions of who a king is supposed to be. They have to let go of their hopes, their dreams, their prayers to Jesus. This is an act of vulnerability, an act of humility, an act of love, an act of faith. I wonder what hopes and dreams and fantasies we might have to let go of this week. And ultimately, Jesus lets go of himself in this story and in the story to come. As he rides into Jerusalem with palms and garments being cast across his path, he lets go of himself. He receives the royal treatment for once as a sign that he's accepted the role of King of Kings. But it's only up until this point that he does that. Because he has proved to the world what a king was not. A king was not a warmonger, but a king was a peace bringer. A king wasn't lord over others, but was a sibling and friend. A king was not to be served by all, but was to serve all. A king was not to be waited on hand and foot, but was to wash the feet of those that were seeking justice and healing and wholeness. A king was not separate and apart and above from others, but sat with sinner and saint alike at the same table. A king was not born in a lofty palace or a tower, but in a barn. And a king did not have rich parents. A king was born to an unwed, pregnant teen and her carpenter spouse. Until he rode into Jerusalem and received the royal treatment, with people waving palms and cloaks and laying down everything to roll out the red carpet in the way that they did, letting go of it all. He was nothing like a king. But he let go of himself out of love, and I think in that moment for his people, that they may put their hopes and dreams of their future on him. And ultimately, it is this upcoming week that these very same people who let go of themselves out of love would let go of that love for hate, would let go of that friendship for betrayal, and let go of their cries of "Hosanna, save us, for we want Barabbas, crucify him." There is a lot of letting go in this story today. I tell the story of my dog and I getting hurt because it's not meant to be cute, but sometimes when we are loving another, when we let go, when we let our defenses down, we get hurt in the process. In our story, Jesus lets go, and in the story to come, I think it leads to his death. But it also leads to life for each of us. You know, I wonder what letting go might be. If we were like the disciples who were willing to put aside their embarrassment or fear of approaching a stranger and putting service before self, I wonder what that might look like. I wonder what it might look like for us to throw down garments and palms at Jesus' feet today. What might letting go look like? If we were like the fellow who out of blind faith gave up his donkey for something bigger than himself. What might it look like for us to let go of ourselves for someone else, for the sake of another, especially someone vulnerable, someone helpless, out of love for the other? I wonder what modern day palms and garments could look like. Because Jesus does not need a donkey. Jesus does not need palm branches. Jesus does not need garments thrown at his feet today. But I'm sure there are many things that he could use. My prayer for us is that we can let go as we approach Holy Week of the things that may be holding us back from God. Let go of the things that might inhibit us from seeing the other as neighbor. And let go of that which we think we know about the other. And have a little more humility. Amen.